April showers so far have meant sleet and snow for much of the state. But for Wisconsin classical musicians, it's fine weather in the concert halls, with plenty of exciting performances calling to mind sunshine and fair horizons. This Saturday evening sees the La Crosse Symphony Orchestra's return to the historic Temple Theater in Viroqua for a chamber concert that highlights string works from Italy, Finland, and Russia. The full program is listed at lacrossesymphony.org. In the fall of 2002, composer Kevin Putz was asked by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra to write an American pomp and circumstance. Putz's concert march, This Noble Company, will be paired with Elgar's powerful Enigma variations when the Lake Geneva Symphony Orchestra returns to Williams Bay's Calvary Community Church. Their schedule through May 19th can be found at lakegenevaorchestra.org. The Kenosha Symphony Orchestra celebrates Beethoven Saturday evening at the Carthage College Chapel. They'll include the First Symphony and one of the early masterpieces of his middle period, the Mass in C Major, featuring the Carthage College Choir and the Tremper High School Chorale. For their first performance this afternoon, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra spins us through some of the dances Beethoven wrote to pay the bills while working on that First Symphony. Short works that brought some of his first positive reviews in Vienna newspapers.
Thank you.
Andrew Sewell, conducting the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra in some of the contradances Beethoven wrote in 1795. We'll hear more from this January 2013 concert in just a moment, after you've had a chance to find out more about the Carthage College Beethoven Celebration at KenoshaSymphony.org. Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart will be some of the composers heard in a chamber orchestra program put on by the Oshkosh Symphony this Saturday evening at the Grand Opera House. From Madison's Capitol Theater, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra shows how a 22-year-old Mozart hoped to impress Parisian audiences in 1778 with the Symphony No. 1 in D major.
Thank you.
Andrew Sewell, conducting the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra in Mozart's Paris Symphony, the Symphony No. 31 in D major. This and the Beethoven dances we heard earlier were part of a January 11, 2013 concert at Madison's Capitol Theater. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. For the Oshkosh Symphony's Chamber Orchestra concert lineup, go to oshkoshsymphony.org. So that's Saturday evening covered for many music lovers. In just a moment, we'll hear one stunning soloist who is warming up for a three-concert run. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. This weekend, the Madison Symphony Orchestra embraces the spirit of the season with the Spring Symphony of Robert Schumann, and also welcomes back the Grammy Award-winning violinist Augustine Hadelich as soloist in the Dvorak Concerto of 1789. When Augustine Hadelich was in Madison in 2012, the Italian-born violinist brought a concerto written by a Russian composer on tour with a French violinist that had been premiered in Madrid. Prokofiev's 1935 G minor concerto begins with the unaccompanied violin singing out a melody that is related to Russian folk music. The second movement sounds deceptively uncomplicated and gentle, while the final movement is full of uninhibited energy, colored by Spanish percussion cues.
Thank you.
Jan de Meijne conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra and soloist Augustin Hadelich in Prokofiev's Violin Concerto No. 2 in G minor, part of a January 21st, 2012 performance at Overture Hall, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. Their concerts this weekend are set to move you from winter into spring. You'll find program notes at madisonsymphony.org. So, if you're finding Wisconsin weather is at odds with your internal calendar, it's a good bet that a Wisconsin classical concert will warm you up. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.